Here's an interesting fact. The original name of this show was Special Edition with Newsweek. I'm David Alpern of Newsweek.
I'm Warren Levinson of the Associated Press. A lot of folks fear they didn't really learn enough in their good old school days. There's a growing market for collectors of random information that, deftly deployed, can simulate education, even erudition, all aided and abetted by the Internet.
For more on the growing factoid phenomenon, we have two leaders of this particular information revolution. Jimmy Wales is co-founder of Wikipedia, an online encyclopedia that already boasts 250,000 reader-contributed entries. Former options trader Jimmy Wales of Wikipedia, how does the quality of reader-submitted information compare with rivals like Britannica and Expedia?
Oh, we think it's the equivalent or even better because we have such a large number of people peer-reviewing all of our articles in the encyclopedia.
Who peer-reviews this stuff?
Anyone. Anyone who takes an interest in a subject can add it to their watch list and keep an eye on an article. So we have a lot of experts in a lot of fields.
Do contributors have to include their credentials so you and other readers know who they are and what their credibility is?
No, we have a very open-ended culture. We allow anybody to get involved and to contribute. We find a lot of times, the educated amateur who's keenly interested in some topic can really present it to other people even better than a credentialed expert.
One of the problems with information, certainly via the Internet, is that wrong information doesn't necessarily know that it's wrong information, and it tends to persist. I mean, how do you work against that problem?
Well, what we do on our website, anyone can go to any article and edit the article, and then when the edit is done, it shows up on a recent changes page that's literally reviewed by hundreds of people. So really, everything that gets put into the Wikipedia encyclopedia gets reviewed by lots and lots of people. And that really is a very good guard against the type of thing that you're talking about.
How did you come up with the idea for Wikipedia? What kind of cash did you have to come up with to launch it?
Well, Wikipedia is actually an outgrowth of an earlier project, Newpedia, which was much more top-down, centrally structured, and it was very complicated and difficult for volunteers. And that cost an enormous amount of money and generated very little results. And so we decided to try a different software approach and open things up for people to edit. And to date, we spent about $500,000, but we've got an enormous result. So we've got this huge encyclopedia.
Where does the name come from, Wikipedia?
Wikipedia is, Wiki is the name of the software. It's a style of software that anyone can come to any page on a Wiki website and edit it. So we were using some Wiki software, and the name Wikipedia just flowed naturally from that.
And you're hoping to have some of this stuff between hardcovers as well?
That's right. Yes, we're talking to publishers, and we're organizing our community to do one last final peer review on a subset of the articles, and hopefully we'll be out in print by Christmas of this year.
But Jimmy, a book? I mean, paper? It's so 20th century.
Well, we're a volunteer organization. We're a nonprofit organization, and what really motivates a lot of the thousands and thousands of people who contribute is the idea that we're not just writing a website for those of us in the wealthy Western world. We're writing a fundamental resource for everyone on the planet. And so, we hope to distribute paper encyclopedias to places that don't even have clean water. So we need to go to paper eventually.
Jimmy Wales is co-founder of Wikipedia. That's Wikipedia, the write-it-yourself online encyclopedia at wikipedia.com.